你对我们的恩典是何等的大。
It's wonderful to know your will and your way and to be in it.
认识你自己的道路同埋你嘅心意系何等嘅奇妙，又系可以喺当中嚟生活。
And thank you if we may share any of our experience of your abounding grace.
我哋能够交通到你俾我哋大嘅恩典系何等嘅一个奇妙嘅恩惠。
We want you to have all the glory.
我哋愿意你得住一切嘅荣耀。
And not to give any to man.
唔将一任何嘅荣耀俾到人嗰度得着。
So put your hand upon us.
愿你嘅手喺我哋嘅当中。
And keep us for yourself in this respect.
为着你自己嘅缘故保守我哋。
For Jesus' sake.
为奉主耶稣基督嘅名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
I was just a farmer's boy.
我系一个农村里面嘅一个村庄里面嘅一个嘅细路仔。
My father was a farmer, not an owner, but a manager.
我爸爸咧系一个农夫，唔系一个农场嘅主人，但系喺农场里面工作。
I was brought up on the farm.
我喺一个农场里面系长大嘅。
And when I left school at the age of 14,
14岁嘅时候咧，我就离开学校啦。
I worked on the farm for 3 years.
3年嘅时候咧，喺个农场嗰度工作。
Working from 5:30 in the morning to 5:30 in the evening.
朝早5:30就起身工作，到夜晚黑5:30先收工。
But after 3 years, I thought, well, there's not much future in this.
3年之后咧，我发觉做农夫真系冇乜前途啊。
Because father had not money to buy a farm.
我爸爸冇钱买一个农场。
So then I became apprenticed to carpentry and joinery.
咁咧，我就为咗一个缘故就转行啦，就成为一个木匠，做一个木匠嘅学徒。
Working with my hands in a different way，
系用我只手，用唔同嘅环境里面嚟生活啦。
But I was already a believer，
当时我已经信咗主啦。
So the workshop I was in, where there were about 16 unbelievers，
喺我嗰个嘅工厂里面有16个未信主嘅朋友嘅同事。
I was a target。
他们就攻击我，我就成为他们攻击的对象。
One man said in front of others one day，
有一天有一个人在其他人的面前这样
说， Oh, these Christians, I worked with 6 on the building and they were all fools at their job。
哦，这些基督徒啊，我以前在屋里做啊，6个基督徒啊，很差的他们。
So then they thought, you're going to be another one。
他说，这个是第7个啦。
Well, I thought differently。
但我不是这样想啊。
I prayed, Lord, make me like Bezalel.
我说主啊，求你俾我好似巴西拉油咁样。
We read about Bezalel in Exodus 31.
喺出埃及记31章嗰度，巴西拉油呢个人出现。
It says he was skillful in all craftsmanship.
嗰度话巴西拉油咧，佢系喺各样嘅巧工里面啊，佢有好有能干。
So I said, Lord, make me like Bezalel.
我话神啊，求你俾我好似巴西拉油咁样。
And the Lord does answer prayer, you know, if you want the best.
Oh, 神真的听祈祷的，如果你祈求最好的话。
He answered my prayer.
他听我的祷告啊。
Did more than I asked or thought.
多过我所求所想的添。
Because I got the best work in the workshop.
因为在那个工厂里面，我的出产是最好最好的。
We didn't have much machinery in those days.
当时工厂里面不是很多那些机器的。
So it was really all by hand.
全部都要用手来做。
But God gave me the privilege of having the best work to do in the workshop.
神给我一个机会啊，最难的工作啊，给晒我来做。
Before I finished my apprenticeship, I was having the best.
当我未完成这个做学徒的时候呢，已经做最好最好的工作了。
God bless me.
神实在祝福我。
I don't know what the people thought when I left.
我唔知道我离开嘅时候啲人点谂我啦。
I didn't discuss it with them. I didn't ask them.
我又冇同佢哋商量，我都冇问佢哋。
But one Sunday afternoon in August of 1931,
1931年一个嘅夏天就系8月嘅时候
，I went apart with the Lord into what we called our parlour or sitting room.
我就去到一个个房嗰度，我哋同主有交通。
For my own personal reading of the Bible.
我就在这里读圣经，在房里面。
And this is what I read.
我就读到这里的经文了。
Jeremiah chapter 1.
耶利米书第一章。
Jeremiah chapter 1.
Jeremiah chapter 1.
We read from verse
6. Better
read from verse 5.
第五節開始,
to verse 9.
到第九節, 我未將你做在腹中, 我已經曉得你, 你未出母胎, 我已分別你為聖, 我已派你作列國的先知, 我就說, 主耶和華啊, 我不知怎麼說, 因為我是年幼的, 耶和華對我說, 你不要說, 我是年幼的, 因為我差遣你到誰那裡去, 你都要去, 我吩咐你說什麼話, 你都要說, 你不要懼怕他們, 因為我與你同在, 要拯救你, 這是耶和華說的。 於是耶和華伸手按我的口對我說, 我已經將說的話傳給你。
Verse 4, Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I consecrated you, I have appointed you a prophet to the nations.
第四節, 耶和華說耶和華的話臨到我我未將你造在腹中我已經曉得你你未出母胎我已分別你為聖我已經派你作列國的先知。
This is what the Lord said to me through His Word that Sunday afternoon in August
1931.
And by this I knew that He had chosen me, separated me for His service overseas.
透過這一段經文我就知道神已經揀選我分別我出來要服侍祂要去外國來傳道。
I was in a Christian home, I had Christian parents.
我在生長一個基督徒的家庭裡面,有基督徒的父母。
I knew about missionary work.
我就知道傳教的事,
but I didn't know very much about it.
但我就不知道很多這個傳教的事。
But I had no doubt from that moment God had put His hand upon me, knowing me before I was in the womb and choosing me.
透過那段經文,神向我說話, 話祂,我未出母胎之前,神的手已經在我的身上了。
So I left my secular employment.
我就離開我那個地上的工作。
I had been employed for 10 years.
當時已經做了10年的工作了。
I was very thankful that I had that experience before He separated me for His work.
感謝主在我未分別出來做祂的事工之前,神給我有10年做地上的工作的機會。
I do believe that everyone should have some secular employment before they come to what is called the Lord's service.
我認為如果每一個服侍主的人,如果他們能夠全時間出來,有機會能夠在地上作任何的工作,是有這樣的機會是最好的。Well,
I left my secular employment in February 1932.
1932年的2月,我就離開我的地上的工作,
to go for the Lord's work.
要進入主的工作裡面。I
didn't know what to do really, how to make the next step.
我不知道我下一步应该是怎样行啊。
But I had attended a church in South London.
但在伦敦的南边我又参加一个地方的聚会。
And in that fellowship I had really met the Lord, or the Lord had met me.
在那个聚会当中,主令我所遇,我遇见主,主又遇见我。
So now when I'm wanting to know what to do, I did go to the elders in that fellowship.
當我去尋求我應該前面怎樣行的時候,我就進入那個地方聚會的長老們來交通,
and asked them for their advice.
希望他們能夠給我一些意見,
because I had two things I was asking of the Lord.
兩件事情我要祈求主的,
one, that He would give me a companion of His choice, because He sent His disciples two by two.
第一件事,我祈求主给我一个服侍的同伴,因为主耶稣都是将门徒两个两个的出去服侍他的。And
second, He would give me a church like we read about in Acts chapter 13.
第二件事情,我祈求主给我一个教会能够支持我,如同在使徒行传第13章那里那个经历。
We can look at that.
我们可以一起看的。
Acts chapter 13.
使徒行传第13章。
Now there were at Antioch, in the church that was there, prophets and teachers, Barnabas and Simeon, who was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manahene, who had been brought up with the Herod the Tetrarch and Saul. And while they were ministering to the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Separate for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." Then, when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away.
使徒行传第十三章第一节，就安提柯嘅教会中有几个先知同教师，就是巴拿巴和称呼尼结嘅西面、古利奈人、路球与分封之王希律同样嘅马念并扫罗。他们侍奉主禁食嘅时候，圣灵说：为我要为我分派巴拿巴和扫罗出去作我招他们所作嘅工。于是禁食祷告，按手着他们头上，就打发他们去了。
By this I learned that this was God's way for propagating, sending forth His messengers.
透过呢段经文，我知道呢个系神咧差派佢出去嘅服侍工人嗰个嘅门路同方法。So
I asked Him for that.
因此我就祈求主，想请呢两样事情俾个我。These
friends in the fellowship which I consulted.
呢啲我去问寻求佢哋意见嘅朋友喺呢个嘅聚会嘅当中。
Advised me to go to what was called the missionary training colony.
咁就以佢哋就提议我咧去到一个嘅专系培养一啲传教士嘅一个咁样嘅集中嘅地方。It
was like an army camp near the Crystal Palace in Upper Norwood.
系喺 Crystal Palace 嗰附近嗰度，好似一个军营咁样嘅生活。It
wasn't a theological seminary.
嗰度唔係一個神學嘅一個嘅團體。
It wasn't a Bible school.
又唔係一個聖經學院。
It was a place where men were preparing for overseas service.
那係當一啲人佢願意去海外服侍主嘅時候，佢喺度預備嘅工作。
To go to places where the gospel had not been preached.
將來佢哋會派到一個地方，就係福音未傳到嘅地方去。
It was both a spiritual and a practical training.
系一个属灵嘅，同埋一个好实际嘅训练嘅咁嘅中心。We
had Bible instruction every morning.
每个早晨我哋有圣经嘅教导。And
in the afternoons we did practical work.
系个晏昼咧，我哋就要做啲好实际嘅工作啦。Cutting
one another's hair.
剪头发啦。Mending
our shoes.
补鞋啦。And
doing carpentry or gardening.
或者话去嗰个花园嗰度做园丁啦，或者系话咧去斗木啦。
And learning to cook.
系点样教煮餸。
And in the evenings, of course, we had lectures and things like that.
晚上咧，我哋又听一啲嘅讲道啊，或者系讲道。
This was for 2 years.
2年嘅时间喺嗰度当中。
And in that place, they didn't tell you where to go.
在那裡的聚會當中，他沒有叫我們應該會去哪裡服侍。
You had to find out from the Lord where you believed He wanted you to go.
你要來到神的面前，直接尋求祂要派你去哪裡服侍。
Might be Africa, might be South America, might be Iceland.
可能去非洲，可能去南美，可能去那個冰島那裡。
They didn't provide for your going wherever you felt you should go.
他沒有說派你去那裡給路費給你。
You had to trust the Lord to provide.
你要相信主为你预备一切。So
it was a good basic training for Christian work.
系一个好基本嘅基督徒嘅训练嘅场所。So
I was there for 2 years.
我就喺度生活咗2年。I
was still asking the Lord for this church like Antioch.
我仍然寻求主，好似安提柯嘅教会咁样，想似个同样嘅教会俾我。And
for this companion of His choice.
同埋主为我预备嘅服侍嘅同伴。Well,
I had to wait 3 years for my companion.
我要等多3年，直到我等到呢个同伴。And
I had to wait for 5 years before this happened.
等5年嘅时候，呢个咁嘅光景先喺我身上出现。It's
good to wait.
等候主是好的。It's
hard to wait.
但是等候主是非常的艰难。We
want everything to happen all at once.
我们很希望一切事情马上就出现了。But
anyway, the Lord provided me with an excellent companion.
感谢主，我预备一个非常非常好的同伴。He
thought God was sending him to the Eskimo in the north.
这个同伴以为主将他带去那些阿斯基摩人那些冰人那里。
I thought Lord was sending me to the Tuaregs in the Sahara.
Well,
we were brought together.
有一個機會呢,
I never expected it at all.
我都唔諗到呢件事情係咁樣㗎.
But he was a lovely young man.
他是一個很好的一個青年人.
He had a passion for the Lord.
他對主有一個很大的熱情.
We visited some of his friends before we went where we went.
我們要離開的時候, 我們一起探他的朋友.
And they said, why are you going to such and such a place?
我的朋友就問他,
he said, my reason is Philippians chapter 3 verse 10.
他說我的理由就是腓立比書第三章第十節啊,
and that is this,
就是說,
that I may know him, the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his suffering, and be conformed to his death.
就是說,使我認識基督,曉得他復活的大能,並且曉得和他一同受苦, 效法他的死, 或者我也可以從死裡復活。
I was surprised that he gave that reason for going where we were expecting to go.
我因為他那個答案,我非常的驚訝。
But it was the highest and best purpose.
但這個是最高最榮耀的一個這樣的目標。
Because it's our measure of knowledge, personal experimental knowledge of him that counts if we're going to count.
因為是我們真真正正經歷到與基督一同受苦的經歷,那個才是最重要的。
Well now, I said, we were both expecting to go to Africa.
我們以為一同就去那個非洲傳福音了。
But in this fellowship that had advised us, and where we were finding our fellowship,
在這個聚會的地方,我們一同等候,和一同仰望主的這個地方,
the elders had no freedom about our going to Africa.
這些長老們, 他們覺得呢,我們去非洲,他們覺得很不平安和不安息啊。
We waited and prayed and
我們祈禱,我們等候, 猛地等,
they had no freedom about going to Africa.
但他們覺得裡面沒有安息,
so eventually we were, you know, a bit pushed.
最後呢,
and we asked the Lord, please say no to Africa within 5 days.
我們說, 求你在五天之內,說我們不去非洲這件事給我們清楚。
And on the fifth morning, no wait a minute, 8 days, 8 days.
8天之內,神給我們一個答案。
On the fifth morning,
第五天的早晨,
in the house of family prayer,
在一個家通一同的聚會的祈禱的時候,
a brother read Deuteronomy chapter 3.
主,透過一個弟兄就跟我們讀到那個申命記第三章。
Now see what's there.
就看看那裡說什麼?
Jeremiah and Deuteronomy.
申命記第三章,
chapter 3. Chapter 3. Oh, I'm looking at the wrong chapter, sorry. Chapter 3, yes.
verse 23, we read. 23節,那時我懇求耶和華說,主耶和華,你已經將你的大能顯給仆人看,在天上在地下有什麼神能像你行事,像你有大能的作為呢?求你容我過去。 看約旦河那邊的美地,就是那該你的山地和黎巴嫩,但耶和華因你們的緣故,向我發怒,不應允我對我說,罷了,你不要向我再提這事。The
Lord said to me,
主對我說,
enough, speak no more to me of this matter.
他就說,罷了,不要再向我提說這事。
Verse 27, go up to the top of Pisgah, lift up your eyes to the west, to the south, to the north, the east, and see it with your eyes, for you shall not cross over this Jordan.
你且上比斯加山頂上去向東西南北舉目觀看,因為你必不能過這約旦河。
See, that was where they were bound or where they expected to go across the Jordan.
當時他們希望能夠過這個約旦河。
But not Moses.
Nhưng không phải Moses.
No, the Lord is not going to send him that way.
Moses, 神冇将佢带进约旦，就经过约旦河。
Speak no more to me of this matter.
不要向我再提这事。
So the Lord had vetoed that plan of ours, or those thoughts of ours.
啊，我哋个计划等等咧，神就话拒绝啦。
But what to do now? We're back at square one.
咁我而家点做咧？而家翻翻到原来嗰个位置咯。
It's not easy, is it, when the Lord brings you back to square one?
啊，如果神将我哋带翻到去开始嘅地方，系非常唔容易嘅事咯。Well,
we were surprised, but we weren't giving up.
我哋好惊奇，但系我哋冇放弃。
And a little while afterwards, we told the elders that the Lord had shut the door in Africa.
我哋讲俾呢啲嘅长老们听嘅话，神已经为我哋咧封咗呢个非洲嘅门啦。
They were not surprised. I think they were a bit relieved.
啊，佢哋唔系惊奇啊，可能佢哋咧透咗一啖气啊，放咗一啖气添。
What should we do?
我哋咁样点搞咧？
We'll go back to the Lord.
我哋翻翻到主嗰度。
Not back to secular work, back to the Lord.
我哋唔系翻翻去做世界嘅工作，但系翻翻到主嗰度。
So we did.
咁我哋就翻翻到主嗰度。
And one day, one of the wives of the elder said to me,
有一天，一个长老嘅太太咁同我哋讲
，Oh, I see you two boys in Calcutta.
我哋有一天咧就见到你哋两个弟兄咧就系喺印度嘅嗰个 Calcutta 嗰度。
Calcutta. Didn't want to go to India, much less Calcutta.
我哋都唔中意去印度啊，点解去 Calcutta 做乜嘢啊？
But there was a lot of prayer in that fellowship at that time for India.
系喺嗰个聚会嘅地方，喺当时咧系好多系为印度嚟祈祷啊。
Because there was an old woman who had been in India for a time.
因为当时有一个好年老嘅姊妹，佢去过印度。
And her prayer was, Lord.Indian leaders who see the spiritual nature of the church and know the overcoming life.
他说希望印度的属灵的领袖能够见到主耶稣基督的那个的十字架的大能。
This was her burden.
这个就是这个姊妹的一个祷告的一个重负。
Grand people, come and pray with me, come and pray with me.
他带人来请你跟我一起祈祷，一起祈祷。
And one or two members in the fellowship had been to India, visited India.
咁呢其中呢聚会当中一两个弟兄姊妹都去过印度探过佢哋。
So there was much prayer in the fellowship for India.
在当时聚会的地方是印度的缘故有很多的祷告。
And when that sister said, oh, I see you two boys in Calcutta,
当这个姊妹说我见你们两个弟兄在Calcutta那里
I sort of dismissed it and yet it registered.
我虽然好像不想听但是这个讯息就在我心里面有了个印记。
And one morning in my reading,
有一早晨我在 读圣经的时候
I read a question to Jeremiah.
有一个问题是向耶利米的。
Is there any word from the Lord?
说耶和华那里有没有话给我们啊
And the answer was yes.
那个答案说有。
So I began to think, that this is from the Lord.
咁我就哎呀，呢个系咪咧神俾我嘅答案啦
？And then a few days after that,
几天之后
，I read also, have I not given you a charge? Should you keep silent?
嗰度又话咧，我系咪已经吩咐咗你咧？点解你仲要默静咧
？See, we made one mistake, and so we were a bit hesitant about saying any more.
我哋上一次做咗嘅错事，所以我哋而家唔够冇咁冇乜信心啦。
Have I not given you a charge? Should you keep silent?
嗰度主话咧，我系咪已经吩咐你咧？点解你要肃默静咧
？Of course, the answer to that is no. Mustn't keep silent.
个答案就话唔系，我哋唔能够静默噶。
The Lord was speaking to us about India.
主一直向我哋提到约翰印度嘅事。
And the time had come to share it with the elders.
以致我哋觉得系应该时候，我哋同呢班嘅长老嚟交通。
Now, I believed from my youth, we should not be freelancers.
我相信我们不应该呢随自己的意思喜欢去哪里就去哪里。
That is, just get ideas and then go and do it.
就是说呢我喜欢去哪里我就去了。
And neither should we be in a tight organization.
我们不应该在一个很紧凑的一个组织里面。
That the organization should direct us.
以致咧，那个嘅组织咧嚟个管治我哋一切嘅行动。
I wasn't against missionary societies。
我唔系对嗰啲传教士嗰啲嘅组织，我哋有唔好嘅印象。
But this Acts 13 was the way I felt God was for us。
但系我觉得 《使徒行传》第十三章里面嘅模式系神俾过我哋嘅。
So when we did share with the elders in that fellowship, God speaking to us about India.
当我哋同长老提到神将我哋印度摆喺我哋嘅心嘅里面
，the elder smiled.
呢个长老就笑啦。
He said, "Well, the Lord spoke to us 2 weeks ago when we were in prayer."
佢话神咧，两个礼拜之前我哋一齐祈祷嘅时候，已经同我哋讲到呢个事啦。
The elders used to pray every Monday morning.
呢啲嘅长老们咧，每个星期一嘅早晨一齐祈祷嘅。
When we were in prayer 2 weeks ago, he said.
佢话当我哋两个礼拜之前祈祷。
The Lord said, "Flack and Goldsworthy for India."
佢话咧，包得呢个 Flack 弟兄同埋个 Goldsworthy 弟兄，佢会去印度。
So there it was.
哎呀，就系咁样啊。
They had got it from the Lord by the Spirit.
透过圣灵嗰个感动，主将呢个信息俾过佢哋啦。
What we had asked.
我哋所祈求嘅
，What we had waited for，
我哋所等候嘅
，has now come，
而家已经嚟到啦。
And within 8 weeks we were on the boat。
八个礼拜之内，我哋已经上咗呢个印度嘅船。
And when we reached Bombay，
我哋去到孟买
，It was April the 1st，
就系4月1号
，Full day，
即系蠢人嘅日啊 ，Full day。愚人节，对唔住，愚人节。
But wasn't anything foolish really about it.
哎呀，呢个嘅服侍唔系愚人啊。
I never ceased to thank God for the way He called us and kept us waiting for its fulfillment.
我一直嘅冇停止感谢主，因为我哋能够等候主个带领，直到成全嗰一日为止。
And we went to India believing we did not have to start a new work.
我哋去印度，相信主冇叫我哋去开始一个新嘅工作。
We did not have to try and reproduce the fellowship which we were leaving in London。
又唔系叫我哋去到印度嗰度咧，要整一个嘅聚会，就好似喺伦敦我哋放下嘅聚会。
But the Lord would join us to something He was already doing in India。
那系相信主要将我哋带进一个聚会嘅当中，将我哋摆喺佢哋嘅里面，那个聚会已经喺嗰度开始噶啦。
And that's what He did。
呢个就系神所预备。
Not immediately。
唔系马上出现。
Again, we had to wait for the fulfillment of the promise.
再一次，我哋要一直等候主自己嗰个应许。
But we were employed in the Lord's service in India for 3 years.
我哋喺印度嗰度服侍主三年嘅时候。
Then we met a leader, a very prominent leader named Buck Singh.
之后咧，我哋遇见喺印度一个好重要嘅神嘅仆人，佢嘅名字叫 Buck Singh.
He was a Sikh convert from Sikhism.
佢系一个 Sikh 系锡克嘅一个嘅人啊，佢信咗主啊。
He had, the Lord found him in England.
主喺英国嗰度找到佢。
But then he's now back in India and Pakistan or Punjab for the Lord's work.
然后咧，佢信咗主之后，就翻到印度同巴基斯坦嗰度嚟服侍主。
And the Lord was using him wonderfully in evangelism among the people.
主系好奇妙嘅用着佢嚟传福音俾当地嘅百姓知。
And now we are brought together.
最后主将我哋摆埋喺佢嘅服侍嗰度。
And there was no question. We knew this was what the Lord was going to join us to.
我哋好清楚知道呢个就系主将我哋摆进嘅一个服侍嘅里面。
Something He was already doing.
就系主已经开始嘅工作。
And He did it in 1939.
1939年。主就俾呢件事情发生。
And we began to move with this brother in different places in India where he went.
咁我哋喺印度就同埋呢个服侍嘅弟兄呢个仆人就喺唔同嘅地方我哋出入啦。
And then things developed in Madras.
喺 Madras 南边就有啲嘅事情发生。
The churches and their big buildings had been opened to this brother Buck Singh.
当时嘅教会佢哋系打开佢哋个会所俾百姓弟兄喺嗰度用。
But now they're shutting their doors.
但系佢哋而家咧唔俾佢咯。
They felt, oh, something's happening, not under our control.
佢话点解咧？因为百姓所服侍嘅，好似佢哋唔能够控制得到佢。
Because there were all-night prayer meetings.
因为当时有整晚嘅祈祷嘅聚会。
Active open-air evangelism.
我哋去公开嘅地方，街头布道。
Groups of loving, earnest believers in a number of the denominational churches.
係一啲唔同嘅宗派嘅地方，一啲愛主嘅弟兄姊妹，佢哋走埋一齊。
But the pastors felt, this is something not under our control.
啊，當時嗰啲嘅牧師覺得，哎呀，我哋好難控制同管理呢啲嘅弟兄姊妹嘅。
So they would not allow Brother Buck Singh to use their buildings.
咁由嗰時開始咧，佢就唔俾百姓弟兄咧用佢哋個會所啦。
So the believers said, well, if we can't have these buildings, we must have a building of our own.
呢啲信徒話：如果我哋冇地方去聚嘅時候，我哋一定要有我哋自己嘅聚會噶啦。
And they said to us, the three of us, that is Brother Buck Singh, Goldsworthy and myself.
咁佢就同我同埋 Goldsworthy 同埋百姓弟兄咁講啦。
We will find the building.
我哋會揾到一個會所。
Where we can meet together.
我哋能夠一同嘅聚會。
But you must come and fulfill the ministry until we can stand on our own legs.
你要嚟幫助我哋能夠建立呢個嘅服事，以至我哋能夠建立起嚟為止。
That's what happened.
呢個又係實在係咁發生。
They found an old, large old bungalow.
佢哋揾到一間好大嘅、好舊嘅一個獨立嘅屋。
It can.Condemned as unsuitable for human habitation.
嗰間屋舊到地步咧，政府咧就話咧唔可以人去住噶啦。
It was owned by a Muslim.
係用啲回教徒佢哋以前佢擁有嘅房屋嚟嘅。
But when these believers approached the landlord, he was willing to rent it to us.
但呢啲信徒當要求地主要賣俾佢嘅時候，佢願意咧租俾佢哋。
It needed repair.
好需要好多嘅維修。
He said you can.Take it out of the rent, repair the place.
他說用你的租金來維修這間屋。
And I will build you a baptistry if you want it.
如果你要的話，我們可以給你起一間浸池都可以。
So there we began.
是，這就這樣開始這裡的。
In 1941.
1941年。
That was the place where was born the first church, local church, for which we had any responsibility.
呢、这个就系当时第一个嘅教会，就系、是、地方嘅教会，系神俾我哋有咁样嘅责任嘅教会。
But it was not the end; it was only the beginning of a history which was very precious.
呢个系呢个历史嘅一个嘅开始啫，唔系一个历史嘅结终。呢、这个历史非常嘅宝贵。
Because in 35 years, I couldn't count, but our leader counted 350 churches.
喺35年嘅当中，有350间嘅教会喺印度。
Now we hear a lot these days about church planting.
我哋而家聽到好多話植堂。
Well, we never talked like that, never thought like that.
我哋以前冇諗過呢，冇講過呢個植堂呢個事。
We were just fulfilling the ministry in Madras.
我哋當時只係喺南邊印度嗰度服侍主，滿足主嘅要求。
But the Lord blessed the ministry and spontaneously all over the land, these new local churches developed.
主祝福我哋到嘅地步系好自然嘅，呢啲嘅教会就一路嘅咁样嘅继续嘅延绵嘅生长起嚟。
Not because we went to all those places，
唔系因为我哋去过晒嗰啲嘅地方
，but because they came to us for holy convocations。
嗱，因为佢哋一同我哋一齐有个特别嘅一个领会嘅聚会。
And those holy convocations were like Israel going up to Jerusalem。
呢啲嘅特別嘅神聖嘅聚會，好似以色列人上耶路撒冷朝見神一樣。
All gathering together now from all over the land。
啊，佢哋全部唔同嘅印度都走埋一齊。
Maybe coming from just a handful of believers。
可能呢度地方係好少嘅弟兄姊妹可以嚟到啫。
But growing, growing, growing。
但係一度長大、長大、長大。
The churches spontaneously sprang up。
係自然嘅、自發嘅咁樣嘅去作增長。
We were privileged to serve so many.
我哋感謝主俾我哋有機會服侍咁多嘅弟兄姊妹。
Now that's my story. I didn't intend to tell you that at all.
啊，呢個係我嘅故事。我本來唔係咁樣有咁嘅心意同你哋交通呢件事嘅。
Because I was telling brother last night my wife's story.
因為琴晚咧，我同阿德咧就講到咧我太太嘅故事。
And that was quite dramatic.
啊，嗰樣嘢係一個好奇特嘅故事。
And that's why he said, well,You'd better share that tomorrow afternoon.
咁佢就同我讲，你下昼咧，听日咧，同弟兄姊妹交通你太太嘅故事啦。
So I'm really supposed to be sharing my wife's story.
我其实咧就本来想同你交通我太太嘅故事嘅。
Well, I let you into a secret.
我俾一个嘅秘密俾你知道。
When I was a boy, I always had a sweetheart.
当我细个时候啊，我有一个情人啊。
When I was quite a young boy.
我好细个啊嗰时。
Always had a sweetheart.
thì Ngài tôi có một tâm sân.
Of course we never went out together.
我一直都沒有出去跟她出街的。
I just saw her.
我看到她,
she had a nice face.
看到她很漂亮的面孔,
so she's my sweetheart.
她就是我心上人啊。
Of course, as I grew older,
當我長大的時候,
this business did grow a bit.
這個感覺就越來越強了,
and I did have one sweetheart with which I did go for walks.
有一個心上人,
but when the Lord called me for His service,
但當主呼召我作祂的服事的時候,
I said, now this has got to stop.
我就說,
I mustn't choose my sweetheart or my wife.
我不能夠為自己揀選我自己的心上人或者我太太了。
The Lord must choose her for me.
主一定要為我來揀選。
So that we are equally, not unequally yoked.
以致我們是同父一啊。
So the whole business of sweethearts was shut down.
所以那個情人的事情呢,就馬上就跌了下來。
Waiting for the Lord.
等候主。
And I was waiting for my partner for 18 years.
我等了18年,才等到主給我的伴侶。
It's not wrong to wait.
等不是錯的。
Of course, I was 40 before I found my real sweetheart.
當我找到我真正的甜心的時候,我已經40歲了。
But she was 42.
她也是40歲。40
also, I mean.
Yes.
Oh.
她也是40歲。
Well, this is how it happened.
這就是發生的程序了。
She came from a non-Christian background.
我太太是由一個非基督徒的家庭出現的。
Her mother was an atheist and her father was an agnostic.
她媽媽完全不信神,她爸爸呢,就沒有否認神。
There was no Christianity in her home.
在她家庭裡面完全沒有基督的教育。
And it wasn't long, even while my wife was still a girl, that the father and mother separated.
當他還小的時候,爸爸媽媽就已經分開了。So,
my wife, I call her Meg. Meg is her name, M-E-G.
她的名字叫Meg.
She had a miserable childhood.
她的少年的生活是非常的痛苦。
In school holidays, she was dumped with people who didn't want her because her parents were overseas.
放假的時候,因為爸爸媽媽在外國生活,以致她放在一些她不喜歡的家庭裡面長大。
She had a very miserable childhood.
她的少年的生活是非常的痛苦。
But she wanted to be a farmer.
但她希望能夠做一個農夫。
And she had a farming training.
她又在那裡教育過,怎樣去料理農業。
But then the father lost all his money through the Japs coming into Burma.
但因為爸爸因為日本去到Burma的緣故,不見了錢了。
So he couldn't buy a farm for her.
那他爸爸就不能夠買一個農場給女兒。
So she went into training as a nurse.
結果他就轉行,就成為一個護士,去學做護士。
And she had a nursing training in St. Thomas' Hospital.
在倫敦的St. Thomas Hospital那裡就是學做護士了。
And there she established a friendship with another lady.
在那裡認識了另一個女士。
And they came to the end of their nursing training.
他們服侍護士的課程完了之後,
I don't think Meg's friend had any doubt about what she was going to do. She was going to continue as a nurse.
她那個朋友繼續會成為護士啦。
She did eventually become the matron of St. Thomas's Hospital.
這個女士最後成為St. Thomas那個護士的護士長。
But that was afterwards.
但這個是很久之後了。Now
when they've just finished their nursing training,
他們完了這個課程之後,
my wife said, oh, let us get out of this.
那我的太太就說, 哎呀, 我們都要離開這行啊。
Let us do something more interesting than nursing.
我們能夠希望做一些比護士更有價值的,更有興趣的。
And they decided to rent a house, a nice house.
那他們就決定租一間屋,很漂亮的屋。
To furnish it.
整到裡面很漂亮。
And they use it for children with parents overseas who needed a little home life.
就為了那些在外國生活的人,他們的小孩子在那裡度假用的。
So they had a nice house in Chew Magna, near Bristol.
在Bristol附近就找了這間很漂亮的屋了。
And they let the children come with their bicycles, their dogs, and their pets, whatever they wanted.
啊, 这些有钱仔女呢,就来这里呢,还有踩单车啊,有些狗仔啊,这样就在那里生活啊。
The children were going to have a lovely time.
啊, 小孩很开心在那里玩的。
But then the parents overseas never paid.
但是这些在外国的生活的爸爸妈妈呢,又不给钱啊。
So they had to close down.
结果呢,这家屋就要关门了。
Couldn't get any money for the children's education or care.
因为他们不给钱,就这样没办法了。Well,
now what should they do?
那他们应该怎么做呢?
Well, they had another idea.
啊, 他又有另一个意思了。
They had a magazine called The Lady.
有一本书啊, 这些杂志啊, 叫做Lady啊。
And there they saw an advertisement.
那里呢,有个广告。
A homemade cake shop for sale.
他说呢, 自己家里煮的蛋糕啊, 可以出卖的。
That was in Ilfracombe.
在地方叫Ilfracombe的地方。
They didn't know anything about cooking.
他们什么都不懂的,
but they got a recipe book.
他们拿了那些烹饪书啦,
and they started off.
他们开始了,
and they did so well.
啊, 做得非常好,
that little cake shop became so popular.
啊, 那个蛋糕店呢,
as soon as they opened at 8 o'clock, people would be there.
8点开门, 有人排队,
and they would be there until 11 o'clock at night.
到夜晚12点开门,
and these two girls had to work hard.
这两个女子呢,
but they did, they worked hard.
她做得很辛苦,
and they had great success.
有很好的成功,
and the end of the first term,
是一个学期的完结的时候,
see, it was a holiday place, so they had to earn in 6 months enough for 12 months.
啊, 这个地方啊, 是一些假期的, 只一年开还半年而已, 所以他要, 要半年当中呢, 要做到成年的生意才行。
And they earned so much the first season,
是第一期呢, 他们赚了很多钱,
they spread out the pound notes all on the floor,
将钱呢, 那些房子, 批地下,
and they had a dance.
在上面就跳舞啦,
and they went to Austria for skiing.
赚了钱呢,
they did that for 2 or 3 years.
两三年都是这样做,
then they thought they could have another shop.
他说, 哎呀, 一间都不够, 开多另一间,
they thought they might have 1, 2, 3, 4 all along the coast.
可能呢, 在那个沿外那里呢, 有很多间都不停。
Well, they got one in Barnstable.
就在Barnstable的地方呢, 又开了一个,
so Ilfracombe and Barnstable are not too far apart.
而Ilfracombe和Barnstable呢, 就不是离很远的,
so now they have 2 shops.
现在他们有两间店铺了,
but they cook in one and take the cakes and whatnot to the other.
他在第一间那里煮那些蛋糕, 然后呢就要送到去第二间那里, 去那里卖,
and they had to do that every day.
每天都要这样送这些蛋糕去,
and Meg was assigned with that duty of packing the little car.
太太呢, Meg呢, 就是做这个运送这些蛋糕的这个工作,
they had an Austin 7 which they purchased for £5.
他用5磅银呢, 就买了一个很小的 Austin Traveller, Austin 7, 这个车, 用来做运货的,
it wouldn't go uphill except in reverse.
我感觉呢, 上山呢, 要调转头才可以上山,
and one day, when Meg was taking the cakes, the car broke down.
那天呢,她太太把这些蛋糕放在车上,车就坏了。
She knew nothing about the car's engine.
她一点都不懂修理车的机器啊。
So she had to sit and wait.
她就坐在路边等啊。
The dog went rabbiting.
那只狗在旁边就慢慢叫了。
And she sat in the April sunshine, waiting.
他就在四棵树的太阳底下,他就坐在路边等。
AA man came along.
那个AA那个人就来了。
Oh, he said, are you in trouble, miss?
啊, 你有没有问题啊, 小姐?
Yes, he said, I don't know what's wrong.
他说, 哎呀, 我都不知道这个车什么事啊。
Are you a member of the AA?
他说,你是不是那个AA的成员啊?
Oh no, my father is.
他说,不是,我爸爸。
Anyway, he mended the car.
啊, 那个AA人很好啊, 他帮他修理好的车了。
And then he said, have you got anything for me to wipe my hands on?
他说,你有没有人给我抹一抹手啊?
She thought that was a very inefficient man, not having rags to wipe his hands on.
说你这么差的,你自己做事都没有自己抹布抹手。
Well, there was a piece of paper on the floor of the car.
那在车上有张纸啊。
So she gave it to him.
咁啊拎张纸咧, 就俾呢个AA人啊,
he looked at it.
啊,佢睇张纸哦,
it was a gospel tract.
一个福音嘅单张嚟噶,
he said, are you a Christian?
咁问佢, 你系咪一个基督徒啊, 小姐?
Yes, of course.
佢说,当然咯,
I'm born in a Christian country.
我喺个基督徒嘅国家长大,
and we don't have any idols.
我又冇偶像敬拜,
and my father is reasonably rich.
我爸爸又几有钱,
of course I'm a Christian.
我当然系基督徒啦,
he said, are you saved?
他说,你有得救没呢?
Oh, she didn't know what that meant.
他说,知不知道他说什么?
Well, he said, if you had an accident today,
那A人说,如果你今天有意外的话,
and you died,
如果你死了,
you would have gone to hell. But she knew she would know something about it.
如果他在地狱的话,
well, she pressed the start and off the car went.
他开车就走了,
she left him standing.
咁佢叫个A人企喺度啦，唔再讲再见啦。
But the car broke down on that road 13 times that summer.
嗰架车喺嗰个夏天啊，坏咗13次啊，嗰条路。
And every time she had to wait.
每一次佢都要等。
And every time it was the same man.
每一次都系同一个A人嚟。
This was his circuit, it was a regular AA circuit. And he'd always preached the gospel before he mended the car. So she had to listen. He brought books for her to read. He said, you read them, won't you?
你一定要看,知不知道啊?
Oh, yes, I read them.
我知道了。
She never did.
都没看啊,
she gave him back.
他翻他,
but he persevered.
但这个A人继续的持续,
every time before he mended the car, he preached the gospel.
每一次他收你他的坏车之前,
then she began to wonder, supposing he's on the right side of the fence and I'm on the wrong.
咁有一天呢，佢太太就谂啦，如果呢个人所讲嘅系啱嘅，而系我喺错嗰边，点办
？And she began to lose her sleep.
佢又开始瞓唔到觉啦。
Because she was disturbed.
因为佢里面有好大嘅烦躁。
Then she quarrelled with her friend.
即系同佢朋友咧闹交。
She'd never done that before.
佢以前都冇闹过交噶。
And so she wrote a letter to her mother.
佢就写封信俾佢妈妈。
She goes home to mother.
我回妈妈家,
mother didn't want her, of course.
妈妈当然不想她回家,
mother was just living in a caravan.
妈妈在那里行车里住的,
anyway, she wrote her to her mother.
写封信给妈妈,
and she went out to post a letter with the dog.
将这封信呢,就带着狗呢,就要去寄信,
and she thought, wow, how stupid this is. I'm doing good in business. Why should I run home to mother?
他说,我真的很蠢啊,我做生意这么好,为什么现在要回家呢?
So she walked around the town a bit.
他就在那个食城街市那里走来走去。
Then she heard some singing.
他就听到有唱歌的声音。
So she's fond of singing.
他很喜欢唱歌的吧。
And she wanted to see where it was, find out where it was.
他就找一下这些声音是从哪里来的呢?
It was upstairs somewhere.
在楼上啊。
So she went up the stairs.
他就渐渐找到地方就走上那个楼上。
There, a door was a little way open.
那道门就没关上,开了一点点。
That was where the singing was.
那些声音就在那道门里面出来啊。So
she opened the door, put the dog under her arm.
他就开了门,将狗仔捧着在手臂下底。
Just a few people meeting there.
几个人在那边聚会啫。
And oh, yeah, she said, this is the wrong place.
哎呀,他说我来错了地方了。
They all got hats and stockings.
哎呀,他们戴帽又穿丝袜的。
All got Bibles.
个个揸着本圣经。
She thought, I must get out of here as quick as I can.
他说我越快走就越好了。
But the brother in charge, he was quicker than she was.
但是那个负责的弟兄啊,还比他更快。
He said, are you in trouble, miss?
他说,小姐啊,你有没有问题啊?
No, no, I'm not in trouble.
我不是啊,没问题啊, 他说,
he whispered to his wife.
那这个长老就跟他太太说,
then, come home and have supper with us.
来我家吃饭啊。
Well, she thought that was strange, but she was a bit down the drain.
啊,他说这么奇怪的, 他说当时他心情不好。
So she accepted and went with them for supper.
咁佢就接受咗呢个邀请返去食晚饭啦。
And while the wife was preparing the supper,
当个太太煮饭嘅时候,
he got out a little black book.
咁呢个长老就拎一本黑色嘅书出嚟,
which was the New Testament.
就系新约嘅圣经。
And he read Luke 15,
就读路加福音第十五章俾佢听。
About the lost sheep，
就讲到呢个迷咗个羊。
And the lost coin，
唔见咗个银钱。
And the lost son，
同埋失落咗个儿子。
Then he said to her，
咁佢同佢讲啦
，Why do you think that woman was so upset about losing a coin？
佢就问佢呢个妇人点解唔见咗个银钱咁唔开心啊？
Well, she said, she was poor, she couldn't afford to lose it.
同我太太就话：哎呀，一个穷婆，个穷嘅妇人啊嘛，佢唔见咗钱，梗系唔得啦。
Well, he said, I believe God looking for you.
呢个人话：我相信啊，神喺度寻找紧你啊。
Can't afford to lose you.
佢唔能够咧，唔见咗你噶。
She said, I don't believe in God anyway.
佢话我都唔信有神嘅。
So now, wife has prepared the supper, and they go to supper.
那个太太呢预备了晚餐有一起吃饭啦。
And after supper,
吃饭了之后
he said, now before you go, we'll talk to father.
他说呢你走之前呢我们跟爸爸倾偈。
Father, she thought, why didn't they ask the old man to supper?
他说爸爸谁说谁说他不来吃饭的。
But they all got down and prayed.
原来他们马上跪下祈祷。
And she'd never heard anybody pray like that.
我太太啊，永远以前都未曾听过人咁样祈祷法噶。
Prayed for her.
他们为她祈祷。
She had a lump in her throat.
哎呀，她几乎想喊添。
But she hardened her heart.
但她硬着个心。
And went home.
行出去，走咗。
Well, next day, she went into the market, Barnstable.
去咗呢个嘅 Barnstable 嗰个市场嗰度，街市嗰度。
There she saw the AA man at the top。
又见到个 AA 人又喺度啦。
So she hid. She thought he didn't see her。
佢想病埋，希望佢睇唔到佢。
But he did see her。
但呢个 AA 人又见到佢啦。
And he came down。
佢马上冲落嚟。
Good afternoon, miss。
唔安啊，小姐。
Good afternoon。
哦，唔安。
Good afternoon。
唔安。
He said, my wife said, next time I meet you, I should invite you for supper.
那个 AA 的人说呢，我太太跟我说啊，下一次见到你的时候，一定请你回来吃晚餐。
Meg said, your wife, she doesn't know me. Why should she invite me for supper?
你太太她都不认识我，为什么她要请我吃晚餐啊？
Well, he said, if I told you why, you wouldn't understand.
我说，如果我告诉你为什么，你都不会明白的。
Anyway, Meg said, you tell me, I may understand.
你讲我听呢，我可能明白都唔明噶。
He said, since I've been meeting you,
佢话咧，我自从见到认识你之后
，My wife and I have been getting up at 4 o'clock every morning.
我太太同我咧，每早晨咧四点钟就起身啊
，to pray for you.
就为你祈祷。
Oh, what fools!
系咁蠢嘅。
She wasn't at all polite.
我太太一啲都唔有礼貌。
What fools!
啊，咁蠢。
But she thought, well, after all, I ought to go for supper.
但佢话咧，人哋请我食饭，我梗系就去噶啦。
So she went for supper.
咁佢就去食佢哋去屋企啦。
And now it's an ordinary little home.
一好简单嘅屋企。
It's the AA man's home.
系 AA 嗰个嘅人嘅屋企。
And there are two small children.
有两个细路仔。
And they're going to have supper.
佢哋喺嗰度食饭。
But while the wife is preparing the supper.
但呢个太太煮嘢嘅时候
，He brings out a little book。
呢个就拎本书出嚟啦。
It was not the New Testament。
就唔系新约嘅圣经哦。
It was a very lovely gospel tract。
系一个嘅福音嘅册子。
Written by a man called George Cutting。
系 George Cutting 弟兄写嘅。
And the title of the little book was this。
嗰个嘅题目就系
Safety。
系安全。
Certainty。
系有把握。
And enjoyment. And he just tells the story of a train journey.
Had
to run for the train, but he got in alright. Well, that's safe, he's inside. But then there's a journey. Well, it's a very useful little booklet, and it's been a blessing. It was a blessing to me.
一个好好嘅小书册子，对我自己都好有帮助。
Because by its words, it gave me assurance of salvation when I wasn't quite certain.
透过呢本书，我有一个好大嘅得救嘅把握，当时我冇把握。
And that little book was a blessing also to Queen Mary.
系嗰个玛丽王后啊，都因为呢本书好大嘅帮助。
One day, Bishop Taylor Smith was standing next to the Queen.
有一天，这个 Taylor Smith呢个嘅主教咧，喺呢个皇后嘅侧边企喺度。
That bishop was a lovely man, a real soul winner.
呢个嘅bishop系咩？主教咧，佢系一个好敬虔嘅神嘅人。
And the Queen said to him, Bishop, why don't you talk to me like you talk to other people?
咁呢个皇后咧就问佢。 那女王就問他,為什麼你不跟我說話,好像你跟其他人說話一樣的,
he said, well, if I did, I would say, are you saved?
他就跟這個女王說,如果我要跟你真誠地說話,我就會問你,你得救沒有,女王?
And the Queen said, yes, I would say, I'm saved.
那這個女王就跟這個主教說,我已經得救了。
How?
他說,你怎樣得救啊?
She said, by reading a little book, Safety, Certainty, and Enjoyment.
他說我透過看這本書,就是安全和穩妥和享受這本書。
Well, that little book has been helpful to so many.
這本書是很多人得到幫助。
Not only bringing them to salvation, but making them certain of it.
不單止叫我們能夠透過這本書的信息得到得救,和有很把握知道得救。
One to be saved, another be certain of it.
得救是一件,是把握有另一件事。
And then to enjoy it by that certainty.
同埋呢享受呢個把握另一件事。Well,
this AA man brought out this little book and started to read.
呢個AA嘅人呢又將呢本書同我太太讀啦。He
hadn't read very far.
佢唔係讀到好耐。Before
Meg said to him,
我太太就同佢講啦。How
do I find God?
我點可以揾到神啊?
He said, well, I can't help you.
呢個人話我唔能夠幫你㗎喎。You
can't help me, you've been chasing me all these weeks.
你唔能夠幫到我,咁多個禮拜你一路跟蹤我啦。
No, I can't help you.
不行的,我不能幫到你的。
You get down on your knees here and talk to God yourself.
你要跪在這裡跟神自己說話。
That was a bit difficult.
很難啊。
She didn't know how to pray, she'd never prayed.
她不知道怎麼祈禱,她又沒有祈禱過。
But that's what he said.
但她是這樣說啊。
And because she was hesitating,
她在懷疑的時候,
you must say something.
你一定要開聲。
God is here.
神在這裡。
You must say something.
你一定要祈禱開聲。
Her mouth, her tongue seemed too big for her mouth.
她的嘴好像大過口。
And the clock was tick, 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 tick.
那個鐘就滴答滴答在那裡經過了。
What could she say?
她說什麼好呢?
Well, eventually she said this.
她最後她就這樣說了。
Oh God, I'm sorry I've given you so much trouble. Amen.
神啊,我好對不起啊,我給你很多麻煩啊,阿門。
But the Spirit of God came down upon her.
但神的聖靈馬上在那個時候就降臨了。And
she knew she's now the sheep on the shepherd's shoulder.
她知道她現在在那個牧人的肩頭上。And
when she went home,
她回去家的時候,
she stopped everybody. Are you saved? Are you saved? Are you saved?
她就在路上看到任何人,她就停,說你得救沒有?你得救沒有?你得救沒有?
They were as confused as she had been.
她們都不知道她搞什麼,好像她那樣亂帶。
And when she got back to her friend,
回到她朋友的時候,
she said, oh, I've become a Christian.
哎呀,我現在成為基督徒了。
Oh?
哎?
You joined the happy band of pilgrims?
哎呀,你真的跟她們一起?
Oh, well. I don't know whether we'll be able to work together now.
我們不知道現在可不可以跟你一起做工啦。
Anyway, let us see.
讓我們看一下啦。
Well, Meg got a Bible.
咁呢,Meg就有本聖經。
And between serving the people in the restaurant,
她在服侍客人賣蛋糕的時候呢,
she was turning over the pages.
她就猛讀聖經啦。
It was wonderful.
唉,奇妙啊。
It was just like a love letter to her.
好像愛情的信一樣啊。
She never had a Bible, never read the Bible before.
她以前沒有聖經,完全未曾讀過聖經。
But now it's meaning something to her.
現在開始,聖經對她很有意思了。
And she read about the Lord's table.
她就讀到,有桌子。
Being together for the bread and wine.
她講到那個餅和杯。
Now the AA man and his wife,
那個AA那個人和他太太呢?
Invited her to come to them for the weekend.
就請她呢,就去她家過一個週末。
So she went.
那她就去週末了。
But they said this,
那她就跟她說了,
we're sorry we can't take you with us.
我們對不起,我不可以帶你去聚會啊。
Because they wouldn't receive you.
她們不接納你的。
See, they were exclusive brethren.
因為那些弟兄會呢,他們是貴班的弟兄會來的。
And they don't accept everybody.
佢哋唔能够接纳任何嘅信徒。
But he said, "We'll give you a letter to the open brethren."
但我哋咧，俾封信，荐信俾你，你去一啲公开嘅弟兄会聚会。
You take the letter, they'll receive you.
嗱，你咧拎封信咧，就去嗰度聚会咧，佢哋。
So now she has her letter.
咁佢就有封信喺手。
But then the wife says,
一个太太同佢讲啊。
There's something I ought to tell you.
啊，有啲嘢我应该同你讲啊。
All right, what is it?
咩事啊？
You can't go to the Lord's table without stockings on.
佢话咧，你唔着袜咧唔得噶，去嗰度聚会。
She thought, what's the Lord's table got to do with stockings?
佢话主嘅桌子同埋嘅丝袜啊，同埋袜有咩嘅关系啊？
Why can't I go with stock without stockings to the Lord's table?
我唔着袜咁去嗰度麦饼点解唔得啊
？The young men will look at your legs.
佢话嗰啲少年啊，睇到只脚啊。
Oh, is that what they do at the Lord's table?
佢话哎呀，原来哎嗰啲人聚会嘅时候系啲男仔咁样噶。
Anyway, I haven't got any stockings.
哎，但我啊冇袜啊。
Oh, I'll lend you a pair.
佢话我借一对袜俾你啦。
So the wife brings out this.Woolly, prickly stockings.
咁呢个太太将呢一条毛嘅同埋好吉嘅一条嘅袜俾佢啦。
And Meg says, "How am I going to keep them up?"
佢话：，呢对袜咁我点样去抽起佢啊
？Oh, haven't you got anything to keep them up with?
哎呀，你冇带嗰啲咁样嘅嘢吊起噶
？No,
冇啊。
Oh, I make you a pair of garters.
咁佢又帮佢整啊。
So she made her a pair of garters.
咁咧，呢个嘅太太又为佢预备，帮我整咗就带咗呢度。
Now with her letter,
有封信喺手
，her stockings and garters,
一条长袜，同埋咧
，she goes off to the brethren assembly.
咁佢而家就去到嗰个聚会嘅地方。
And the meeting place was up a few steps.
呢个聚会地方喺楼上嘅。
And at the top of the steps is a young man.
喺楼上个顶咧有个少年人。
He said, "Good morning, sister."
哇，早晨啊，小姐个姊妹。
Well, that was music to her.
哎呀，好似音乐咁啊。
Wouldn't have been in the past.
以前完全冇感觉。
But now it's music to her. Morning, sister.
啊，早晨姊妹啊，好开心听到。
She belongs.
啊，佢因为佢已经归属啦。
And it's going to be wonderful, heaven on earth.
呢个地方就好似天上喺地上一样。
So she goes in, takes part.In the bread and the wine,
喺度就参加呢个嘅饼同杯。
But some point in the meeting,
但喺个聚会个过程嘅当中
，one stocking slipped down.
嗰对袜啊跌咗落地下啦，跌咗落嚟啊。
Oh, how am I going to get it up?
佢跌咗落嚟噶，点样抽翻上去咧
？Then the other stocking slipped down.
点解对袜又跌咗落嚟添
？How am I going to get them up?She said she learned a lesson.
哎呀，佢学咗一个功课啊。
Don't tell people what to wear when they go to the Lord's table.
人哋去聚会嘅时候，你唔好教人哋点样着穿佢哋嘅衣服。
Leave it to the Holy Spirit.
让圣灵嚟工作好啦。
Anyway, it was spoiled the first time.
啊，佢第一次嘅聚会就因为咁，然后就冇咗兴趣，冇咗嗰个嘅应该有嘅。
But after 3 weeks.
三个主日之后
，Her friend said, "Where do you go?"
佢朋友问你喺边度啫
？I'm not interested, but I'm curious because you're different.
我冇兴趣，但我想知道你去边度啊？你而家唔同咯喎。
Where do you go?
你喺边度啊
？So Meg said, "Well, come with me and see."
我个太太就话啊，咁你嚟睇下，你咪知咯。
So now they start off together.
我哋一齐入去咯。
For the gospel hall.
去嗰个福音堂。
Now Meg is seeing everything through her friend's eyes.
我太太咧就好似透过朋友眼咁睇一切嘅事情。
The meeting place is a bit dusty.
个地方有少少尘。
There are no flowers.
冇鲜花。
There are no music.
又冇音乐。
And the hymn books are a bit shabby.
啊，啲诗歌好似好旧好烂。
So, I should have taken her to the parish church.
啊，我可能应该带佢另一个 parish 个地方就好啦。
But there they are.
啊，佢哋而家份系去到嗰度。
There in the morning meeting.
系朝早嘅聚会。
And at the end,
系嗰啲聚会嘅结束。
A fisherman stood up and said,
有一个渔夫佢企喺度咁讲。
We've had a lovely time with the Lord this morning.
我哋喺主面前有个好好嘅时光。
She hadn't been thinking about her friend all the time.
Anyway,
he said, let us sing when I survey the wondrous cross. So they had some trouble finding the right note.
但他們呢,就最後呢,就開始唱這首歌,
but then they got going.
然後呢,他們開始唱,
and in the second verse,
第二節,
they looked at her friend.
他太太看他的朋友,
tears are coming down her cheeks.
他的臉呢,滿有淚痕,
what's the matter?
Got a,
got a pain?
不舒服啊,
I've just seen what the Lord has done for me.
哎呀,我剛剛,
a friend was born again at the Lord's table.
But
now they're together in the Lord.
啊,那个时候,我太太和朋友一起在主里面,
so what could they do?
那他们可以一同做什么呢?
The Lord had done so much for them. What could they do for him?
主为他们做这么多的事情, 他们能为主做什么呢?
They said, we'll give our business to him.
我将我们的生意给主。
So they took out all the worldly magazines.
拎開那些世界的雜誌拿走了,
and they put in Christian literature.
將福音的單張放在那裡,
so that when the people were waiting for their food,
當人們等食物的時候,
had something to read.
他們有些可以看,
and one little book in those days was The Traveller's Guide.
其中一本的福音書叫做《旅客的指南》,
it's a lovely book with testimonies, some of them very exciting testimonies. And these visitors would come in and say, oh, Traveller's Guide, let's see where we'll go.
很多人去旅行嘛,以为这些旅行的指南嘛, 他们说我们去哪里先, 看看吧。
And then they might read out, everybody in the restaurant would hear,
他们可能读出声音, 个个都听到,
some lurid, I mean exciting testimony.
一些很好的见证。
Well, this went on, and then they discovered that the local people were not coming.
后来呢,他们发觉到,那些地方,本地的客人就不来了,
they were losing their business.
他们渐渐没那么多生意了,
because, you know, they're religious there, don't go there.
我们不去那里了,那些宗教的人来的,
and they thought, well, we can't afford to lose our customers.
他说,我们不可以没有客人的,
what should we do?
我们应该怎么做啊?
They decided to have half a night of prayer about it.
他们应该呢,
but Meg said it didn't take half a night to find out what God's will was.
他们不需要用半个晚上就知道神的要求是什么了,
they knew they had to go on testifying.
知道他们应该继续的能够见证主,
they must share.
他一定要继续分享主,
so they continued.
他们就继续了,
they used to shut their shop at 8 o'clock on Friday.
星期五呢, 8点钟就关门了,
and then have a gospel meeting in the shop.
在那个铺头里面呢,
and this is advertised, and people came, and the shop was packed.
啊, 有些人就知道,很多人来聚会,
good preachers came from quite a distance for that little gospel meeting.
很多好好的牧师,传教的,都来,当他们,在他们当中来服侍。
And some notable people in the town were converted.
在当中有些很有名望的人,因为那个聚会呢,能够信主。
But then, because they were trained nurses,
但是因为他们是护士的出生的,
and the war came,
然后呢,第二次大战就来了,
they were subject to being called up.
他们呢,就被召,
their business came to an end.
他们的生意一定要停了,
and after that,
这件事情之后,
various things not so interesting,
这些事情不是那么有兴趣,
but they went to a fellowship. They had been invited by friends to go to a fellowship. And it was the fellowship I had been to where I was related.
我是那个聚会,是我要去过的,是在那里我们有关系。
And in that fellowship, the first time they went,
第一次他们去这个聚会的时候,
Meg didn't understand a word.
我太太完全都不知道那里讲什么。
It was rather like that for me when I first went.
如同我一样,我第一次去那个聚会,我都不知道他们讲什么。
I couldn't understand what he was talking about.
不明白他们讲什么。
And Meg said, oh, I'm not coming here again.
我太太就说,我都不再来了。
But her friends encouraged her, come once more.
他朋友就说,鼓励他,再来多一次咯。
So they did try once more.
那么他们再来一次去了。
And this time, heaven was opened.
下次的时候,好像天开了一样,
Mr. Sparks was talking about a lamb in the midst of the throne.
斯巴克先生在那个聚会当中讲到,是在宝座当中的羔羊,
and Meg was riveted.
我太太就被这个信息抓住,
she didn't notice when the meeting ended.
她那个聚会完了,她都不知道,
Mr. Sparks came from the platform and said, it's finished.
斯巴克弟兄就来到聚会说,姊妹啊,完了。
But God got through to her there.
神透过那个聚会向她说话。
And one of the things she learned was this.
有一件事情她学到的就是,
that we're all members of a body.
我们是从一个身体里面的一个肢体。
That is how the church is spoken of.
教会就是这样来描写。
Body of Christ.
就是基督的身体。
And that every member should have a gift.
每一个肢体都应该有他那个恩赐。
So she started asking the Lord.
他就开始祈求，向主求问。
What is my gift?
我的恩赐是什么?
What is my gift?
我的恩赐是什么?
And she could only get one answer.
他只能得到一个答案。
Help meet.
就是,
Help meet.
成为你的配偶帮助。
What Eve was to Adam.
就是好像亚当。
What did God say?
神怎么说呢?
Not good for man to be alone.
男人是独居不好。
He should have a helpmate.
我要给他预备一个配偶。
In other words, a wife.
意思就是太太。
So that's what the Lord is saying to me. Your gift is a helpmate.
神向我的Mac他就说,你那个恩赐就是做一个配偶。
She didn't want to be married.
她不希望能够结婚。
She'd made up her mind she wouldn't be married.
他已经决定了不结婚了。
Because her father and mother had broken up.
因为他爸爸妈妈分居。
She hadn't seen any good in marriage.
他觉得结婚没什么用。
So she's not going to be married.
我一定不结婚。
But every time she asked the Lord a gift, about the gift for her,
每一次他求主,他的恩赐是什么?
That's all she could get, helpmate.
神就给他一个同样的答案,就是这个配偶。
Now there's going to be a Bible study group going to Scotland.
有一个研经班是在苏格兰的。
And Meg's best friend was going.
我太太那个最好的朋友都去这个聚会。
She wanted to go too.
那她都一起去。
But she was told, no, you get a job.
但是她说,你不可以去,你找份工。
Well, she went for a job, but she was miserable.
她找了份工,但她不开心。
She wanted to be there for the Bible study.
她希望去到那个查经班在苏格兰那里。
And now she's at a school for missionaries' children in Malvern.
在 Malvern 的地方,是一个学校,是那些传教士那些小孩在读书的。
And she's utterly miserable.
她很不开心在那里。
She got down on her knees.
她跪在地上。
Said, Lord, what is my gift?
主啊,我的恩赐是什么?
And he said, help me.
就是配偶咯。
So at last she gave in. All right, Lord.
最后呢,她就接受了。她说,好啦,主。
She went to look for the dining room in a place that she was not familiar with.
她去到那个饭堂那里,那些地方她不是很习惯的,很陌生的地方。
She went into a wrong room, but there was a text on the wall.
行错的地方,那里有一个经文这样讲。
I have heard your prayer.
我听到你的祷告。
So now it's settled.
她说,现在决定了。
She's got to be married.
她一定要结婚。
But who would look at her?
我谁会看她?
You have to wait when you're a girl, you have to wait for a man, don't you?
如果你是姊妹的时候,你要等一个弟兄来了。
In most cases, anyway.
多数都是这样。Nobody
looked at her for 2 years.
两年都没有一个弟兄来看她。
Then she and her friend were in charge of a guest house related to a meeting place in Glasgow.
在苏格兰地方,有个地方,有个聚会的地方,是他和朋友在那里管理这个地方。
And they had a phone call from London.
在伦敦有个电话打给他。
There's a Mr. Flack home from India.
有个 Mr. Flack在印度回来。
And he's coming up to you for ministry.
他在上面,在那里有服侍。
So now they're expecting Mr. Flack.
现在他们就等在这个 Mr. Flack先生就来了。
It's a dirty, foggy night in Glasgow.
在苏格兰,那晚是很暗,很沉。
But there's a ring at the bell.
那个门钟响了。
So Meg comes down to open the door.
Meg就下来楼下,就打开门。
And when she opens and sees me,
当她打开门见到我,
Oh no, Lord, not him.
主啊,不好啊,不是他嘛。
reasonable enough. I was a bit shabby, and I had a suitcase which was more cardboard than leather.
我係好窮啊，件衫好差啦，嗰個皮夾都唔係皮夾，係紙皮嘅啫。
Anyway, I was there for 3 months for ministry. And I began to think, this is the girl for which I've been waiting so long. Wonder if she'll be my wife. They were asked to go down to Kilcreggan on the Clyde, where there was a conference centre.
他們叫我們去一個地方,有一個聚會的地方。
These were girls who were going to just open it up, prepare it for the summer.
他們就預備夏天來到,他們預備的地方開幕了。
So they said, should we take Fred with us?
他說我們應該帶Fred一起去呢?
And they agreed to take me.
他們同意了,帶我去。
And I agreed to go.
我又希望能夠去。
Because I thought this is my chance.
我以為這個就是我的機會了。
And so they did their work in the opening of this old house.
他們在舊屋裡面就做了預備的功夫了。And
we had a picnic lunch.
我們就是有個午餐,我們一起。And
then they said there's a lovely ice cream man down in the village.
他們說在村裡有很好的雪糕。Let's
get some ice cream.
我們去買雪糕好不好?
So Meg was going for the ice cream.
Meg就去買 ice cream, 去雪糕了。
I said, I'll go with you.
我就說,我和你一起去買雪糕。
So we got the ice cream.
我們就買了雪糕了。
Coming up the little hill.
我們走上山上面的時候,
I said to Meg,
我就跟Meg說,
I suppose you wouldn't marry me.
你可不可以嫁給我啊?
She said, yes I will.
她說一定會。
I said, don't you want to pray about it?
她說你不用祈禱啊。
She said, I have.
她說我已經祈禱了。
Well, it was real. It was real. It was
真的。
There weren't any palm trees or moonshine.
那裡沒有棕樹,沒有月亮。
And it wasn't very romantic. I just said, I suppose you wouldn't marry me.
又不是好像很羅曼蒂那樣,我就這樣直接問她,你會不會嫁給我?
And she agreed.
她馬上同意。
So we were engaged on that little hill that time, that moment.
在那個時刻,在那個半山上,我們就定婚了。
God had spoken to her just a day or two before.
兩天之前,主又向她說話了。
In Genesis chapter 20,
在創世記20章,
we read how Abraham and Sarah were in a foreign country.
聽到亞伯拉罕和撒拉在一個外邦的地方。
And Abraham was afraid to say, Sarah is my wife.
亞伯拉罕很擔心,不敢說,撒拉是他的妻子。
So he said, she's my sister.
亞伯拉罕說,她是我的妹妹。
So King Abimelech took Sarah.
亞比米勒就拿了撒拉了。
To be his wife.
成為他的妻子。
But he realized before he had any contact with her.
但他未能跟他同房之前,他就知道了。
But this was wrong.
是錯的。
She really was the wife of Abraham.
他這個撒拉是亞伯拉罕的妻子。
So Sarah is brought back.
以致撒拉被帶回到亞伯拉罕的面前。
And the King Abimelech says to Sarah,
亞比米勒就跟撒拉說,
referring to Abraham,
說這個亞伯拉罕,
he's your cover.
他是你的遮蓋。
That's what a husband's supposed to be.
這個丈夫就是妻子的遮蓋,
cover to the wife.
是妻子的遮蓋,
caring, protecting, loving as Christ loved the church.
是保護能夠愛他,如同基督愛教會一樣。
That's what Abimelech said to Sarah and about Abraham. He's your cover.
亞比米勒對撒拉說,亞伯拉罕是你的遮蓋。
So that was what the Lord had said to Meg about me as her husband.
主已經向Meg幾天之前跟我說我是成為他的丈夫。
And that was how we agreed to marry.
以致我們同意的一層結婚。
And we were married in Madras in 1949.
1949年在印度南邊, Madras地方我們結婚。
I was about to return to India when I met Meg.
我...
So after we had agreed to marry,
當我們同意結婚之後,
I went back to India.
我就回到印度,
and she followed me 6 months later.
6個月之後, 她再跟著來印度。
Well, That's our story. Of course, there's more, but I'm not going to tell you anymore.
当然有很多故事, 但我没时间跟你们说了。
She was a lovely wife.
她是一个非常美好的妻子。
We were both 40 years of age when we married.
我们结婚的时候, 一同是40岁。
We asked the Lord, please give us twins to make up for lost time.
我们求主给我们一个孖生的, 以及我们能够, 赎回我们失去的时光。
But he didn't do that.
主没为我们预备,
My wife did have one conception and miscarriage.
我们的妻子有一次能够怀孕,
but we never had earthly children.
我们没有地上的儿女,
but we had 51 years together.
我们51年一起的时间,
starting at 40.
40岁开始,
and my dear wife was taken by the Lord in 2000, December 2000.
主是在2005年12月将他接去。
That's 51 years of marriage.
是结婚51年。
A lovely, faithful wife.
一个忠心、一个美好的妻子。
She had to endure more than I did.
她所忍受的比我忍受更多。
She had the rough side of our time in India.
在印度的时候呢, 她所受的是差过我。
But she never complained.
但她没有埋怨。
No.
没有。
My wife loved the Lord more than she loved me.
我的主啊, 我的妻子爱主多过爱我。
That's not funny, that's a wonderful blessing.
这个不是好笑的, 这个是实在大大的恩典啊。
When we had her memorial service after she passed away,
当她过世之后, 我们有一个安息的聚会纪念她。
We had her memorial service and I gave a tribute and another lady gave a tribute.
当中我起来能够将他一些事情讲出来,另一个姊妹都同样。
I said this to all the men.
我对当中一切的男人这么说,
I have prayed that you might have a wife as good as I have had.
我为你们祈祷, 你能够有一个妻子, 好到好像我的妻子。
Because I didn't know who was going to be there.
我不知道那里有谁。
There would be bachelors as well as family men.
可能有些独生的, 有些已经结婚的。
But my wife was so real and so precious.
妻子是真实,是宝贵。
By loving the Lord more than she loved me.
爱主多过爱我。
That's what how it should be, putting the Lord first.
这个是应该的, 将主摆在第一位。
Our relationships with husband and wife may be very precious, and they should be very precious.
夫妻的关系应该是很宝贵的, 我们是可以有宝贵的时间。
But extra precious if the wife loves the Lord more than the husband.
但如果妻子爱主多过爱妻子丈夫的时候, 这就更加特别的宝贵了。
Or the husband loves the Lord more than he loves his wife.
或者这个丈夫爱主多过爱他的妻子。
Because the partner must be second, the Lord must be first.
我们的伴侣一定要次要, 主耶稣一定是第一。
That's what leads to or results in a happy wedding,
这个,
happy marriage.
这个就是一个婚姻的美满婚姻的一个这样的需要。
That's all.
今晚就停在这里。
Our gracious Heavenly Father, how can we thank you enough for what you have opened your heart to us this afternoon? For your faithful servant, Lord, we give you thanks and give you praise and honor. For ourselves, dear Lord, we offer ourselves that you may be merciful and gracious to us. Oh dear Lord, we thank you that you are a wonderful and loving God. So Lord, we commit ourselves into your gracious hand. On one hand, Lord, we commit our brother Flack and his ministry before you. knowing that, Lord, you still have unfinished business for him to accomplish for you. O Lord, glorify your name through your servant, that he might shine for you, Lord, in these dark days.
Amen.
Encouraging brothers and sisters in various parts of the world for you. And expounding the simple but honest truth. And to testify, Lord, that you are good and you are true. And so, Lord, we commit ourselves also to you. For each one of us who are able to hear this testimony, let it go into our heart, into our soul, not just stay in our head. And by your grace, it may transform us to be like the Son, Lord Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, we thank you once again. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.